I'm glad you just said yes to picking up this book. I understand that as a busy entrepreneur, you only have so much time, and besides looking for a return on every dollar you invest, you're also concerned about finding an ROI on your investments of time. I share quite a bit of my journey as an entrepreneur, and I do solely because I believe my story can serve as a blueprint and an inspiration to expedite your own path to success. In this first chapter, I want to give you a better foundation and greater understanding of where I've been and where I've come from so you can fully digest the information that I'm about to share with you. I'll try to be brief, or at least as brief as I can be. I write this, my seventh book, presuming that you've read at least one or two of my previous works, or at least that's what my ego is hoping for. But if this is the first book of mine that you're reading, prepare yourself for something different and unique than most of the other business books you've probably read. I write this again. This is my first three books, actually, were called The Magic of Newsletter Marketing, Stick Like Glue, The Fastest Way to Higher Profits. They were all part of a very well thought out positioning strategy as my career as an entrepreneur was blossoming. Book four, It's Okay to Be Scared, was somewhat a labor of love with my friend and fellow cancer survivor, Martin Howie. And you know, for most authors, and especially busy entrepreneurs, writing a book is all-consuming. And while being an author certainly helps you build authority and credibility and perceived status, in most cases, it's just a bridge too far for many. But again, I digress. After writing my first four books, I decided to take a break from writing and focus on other ways to grow my various businesses. And then, literally about a year after I said, that's enough book writing, I was inspired. Yep, I was inspired to write yet another book. My fifth book came out more of as an idea, or actually a response to a question I kept getting from both coaching clients and potential coaching clients, and also from people that were interviewing me. I do about 140 interviews a year. And while the question was sometimes framed slightly differently, it was essentially this: Jim, what's the best time to start a business? Or what's the best time to grow a business? Or what's the best time to expand a current business? In all cases, my answer was pretty much the same. I would say, listen, stop waiting for it to get easier. Just do it now. Stop waiting. That was my mantra. It was really became the title of my fifth book, Stop Waiting For It to Get Easier. Create Your Dream Business Now. I was proud of that book for a number of reasons, not the least of which was having original Shark Tank investor Kevin Harrington write the foreword to this book. As I said, I was inspired to write book five, and I am so thankful that I just said yes. Stop Waiting did very well, and having Kevin Harrington write the foreword felt like kind of the creme de la creme for me, both as an author and as an entrepreneur. And once again, I officially put away my keyboard, my book writing keyboard, satisfied with becoming a five-time author and while running a rapidly growing business. And then it happened again. Dang it. I was inspired to write another book. And again, am I ever glad I just said yes. In 2013, I created the Dream Business Academy. Sometimes I refer to it as DBA. It is a unique three-day live event in which I teach entrepreneurs and small business owners how to grow their dream business so they too can live their dream lifestyles. At my first event, which was held in Las Vegas, I shared for about an hour or so some of the most personal and intimate details of my life as a business owner, kind of the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, I really feel like I went out on a limb and pulled back the curtain on my business. As I was sharing some of the hard lessons about being in debt and scared and yet still having to invest more and more and more borrowed money to keep my dream alive, I saw a couple people in the audience with tears in their eyes. And some of the attendees at the first event shared how much they appreciated my candor, and I decided to repeat that segment at my next event. It's actually grown into a popular segment I included at all DBAs. Anyway, after a few Dream Business Academies, some of the attendees were starting to encourage me, like, Jim, you need to share this personal success, this mindset stuff that you're sharing here with a larger audience other than the people that are attending my live events. In reality, they were telling me to write my next book. Now, did I want to write another book? No, not really. But I saw this as an opportunity to help more people overcome some of their fears and personal demons that were most likely inhibiting their personal growth and the growth of their businesses. So without really a solid plan, I once decided again, I just said, okay, I'm just going to say yes. And I started to write what would then become my most important book to date. Book number 6 was Decide, The Ultimate Success Trigger. And so now, after 6 books, in fact, an audiobook called Serve First, I decided that once and for all, my authoring days were over. And you'd think that I'd stop saying that, right? Or I'd learn to stop saying that. I had 6 books, the covers of which fit nicely into 2 frames behind my desk, which was very important because I do a lot of video interviews. And so I felt, you know what? Life is good. Check the box on becoming an author, and perhaps maybe I'll start sleeping past 4:30 a.m. And then it happened again. Inspiration. And this time, the messenger was unmistakable. This time, I was inspired while walking our rescue dog, Blue, early one morning on the farm where my wife, Stephanie, and I were renting a small cottage. At this time, I was nudged by the Holy Spirit, and I heard the message in my heart. It was bigger, bolder, faster. And when I heard that message, bigger, bolder, faster, at that time, we were in January of 2017. We were about 4 weeks away from my Dream Business Academy event in Orlando, and my brain was in perpetual on mode and business mode, thinking nothing about anything except Dream Business Academy. And so when I heard bigger, bolder, faster, I smiled and I said, yes, I like that message. I am going to teach bigger, bolder, faster in Orlando at Dream Business Academy. And then I received another signal. It was unmistakably said, well, you too, Jim. I want you to step up your game, and you got to play bigger, bolder, faster. And by the way, you should make this your next book. The little voice in my head was saying, no, I don't want to write another book. Jim, just say yes. Just do it. That is clearly the message that I received on that cold January day. And you know what? When I heard just say yes, I knew that had to be the overreaching message of this book, with bigger, bolder, faster as kind of a subpart of it. So on that cold morning, I felt that every entrepreneur and small business owner has within them the desire and perhaps even the ability to play a bigger, bolder, faster game, but they don't always want to take part in it. And more importantly, it was my greatest desire that if you're not achieving your dreams and goals as an entrepreneur, that maybe this book, the book that I'm writing and have written, the book that you're listening to or reading right now, Just Say Yes, is going to prove to be an inspiration to a lot of entrepreneurs. If you have not followed me on social media or regularly watch my videos, you might be wondering about what the heck is Jim doing in a small cottage on a farm. Well, in June of 2016, Stephanie retired from her 15-year career in early childhood development. She had dedicated a large part of her life to children, and honestly, she was feeling a little burned out from the enormous responsibility and wanted to take some time off to figure out what she wanted to do next. Well, one day, before she retired, Stephanie came home from work and she said, "Jim, I think it's time for an adventure, a big adventure." I smiled and I asked her what she had in mind. She said she didn't quite know the what, but felt that, you know, we'd lived most of our lives safely and by the book, and now it was time to do something, to go on a big adventure. We've raised 4 kids, we greatly enjoy our time with our 3 beautiful grandchildren, and now as empty nesters, we should do something fun and adventurous. We are blessed with good health and we're still young, and I guess that's relative, but I said, okay, sign me up. Stephanie was about to retire from her successful career in childcare to work part-time for my coaching business. And since I can do my work, which is coaching entrepreneurs and small business owners anywhere, as long as I have internet and a phone connection, I thought, well, maybe we can go live abroad, or maybe we'll go live in the Caribbean. And we started binge-watching HGTV's Caribbean Lifestyle. And then one day, Stephanie suggested, hey, what about living on a boat? And again, I said, sign me up. So 3 years ago, we bought a 30-foot Sea Ray cruiser, and we absolutely fell in love with boating and the incredible stress-relieving aspects of being on the water. That boat, called Perfect Timing, was a phenomenal weekend boat. A little too small to live on full-time for sure, but we began the journey of looking for our next perfect boat, the one that would become our floating home. Long story short, we found the perfect boat that would feel like a home on the water at the Annapolis Boat Show. It takes place October in Annapolis, 2016. The only problem was that it was out of our price range, but we sure love that boat. You know, Stephanie snapped a picture of me standing in the middle of that boat with my eyes just, what the heck, how can we make this happen? I had my gears turning. We really wanted to have that boat, but we kind of made a commitment. We don't want another big mortgage after we sell our house. So driving home from the boat show, we both came back to reality and settled back into our agreed upon budget. So I began searching online for the same make and model boat, but perhaps a couple years older. And incredibly, I found one. And it was only 2.5 hours from our home. Our soon-to-be new floating home, it's a 2006 Carver motor yacht. And I got to tell you, it is 50 feet of pure make-me-smile amazing fun, and we wanted it bad. But there was one small detail to address. We needed to sell our house. Yep, our beloved home for the past 29 years was now going on the market. And after raising 4 kids there, and we have so many wonderful memories, which made it a little bittersweet, but we both felt that the time was right. It was time to just say yes to our new adventure. To maximize our funds, Stephanie and I agreed to try and sell the house ourselves for 60 days. And if we weren't successful, we thought, well, then we can hire a real estate agent, but we're going to give it our best shot. We did hire a professional home stager and house photographer, which proved to be truly amazing investments. And after about a month's worth of packing and putting away some furniture and storage, several big trips to Goodwill and putting some of our possessions away, we were finally ready to list the house. As daunting as selling a house seemed at first, we spent some time doing research and contemplating the steps along the way, and in the end, it proved to be something that was just a real bonus for us because we did, in fact, sell our house within 5 weeks for a price that we were very happy with. I figured out how to get the house listed on MLS, and it was listed on all the popular websites. And within 12 hours of pushing the go button and having the listing go live, our phone started to ring. We showed the house 10 times in the first 3 days and received an offer that first weekend. Given the heavy traffic, we decided to turn down the offer and keep going for full price or see how close we could get to it. As I said, in the end, we sold the house ourselves in 5 weeks for a price we were very happy with. Now, house is sold. Now, let's make an offer on our dream boat. The owner of the boat accepted our offer, and we set the wheels in motion to beat the fast-approaching cold winter season when most boats are pulled from the water and stored on land. Our goal was to settle on the house and buy the new boat in time to drive it about 3.5 hours north to Chesapeake City, Maryland, which is our hailing port, and winterize it there. That would make it a lot closer to our home so we could visit it often and prepare to move on board in the spring. So the house sold, boat purchased. Now we needed to find a place to live for 5 months with a dog and furnish because we put all of our stuff in storage. So we needed a short-term furnished month-to-month rental that would allow us to bring our 75-pound rescue dog Blue with us. No small task, yet Stephanie did an amazing job and found us this cute little one-bedroom cottage on a local farm. Our son Steve took our cat Serendipity. And that concludes that. And having said yes to this big adventure, Stephanie and I, we basically have agreed to an 18-month plan. Starting in the spring of 2017, on or about May 1st, we're going to leave land, move on the boat, and together with Blue, we're going to cruise to Rhode Island. We rented a slip at a marina close to one of our daughters and 2 grandkids. It's going to be a fun summer. In October, we'll be cruising south on the Intercoastal Waterway, often referred to as the ICW, we're going to cruise to Florida for the winter. That's right. No more shoveling driveways for Jim Palmer, I'm pretty sure. At least that's my plan. In the spring of 2018, we'll cruise back north up the Intercoastal to our hailing port in Chesapeake City, Maryland, and spend the summer there on the beautiful Chesapeake Bay. We haven't agreed to what happens after that, but we've both been reading lots of books about people who live aboard boats and cruise the Great Loop. The Great Loop is the continuous waterway that encompasses the eastern portion of the United States, including the Atlantic and Gulf Intercoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. That might be our next big adventure, but no firm plans yet. One thing Stephanie and I have learned in this process, even before we shove off from the dock, is that life is truly an adventure, and sometimes you don't know what the next day will bring in terms of both opportunity and challenge, but you wake up every day, you just say yes, and you figure it out. This new adventure is a little outside of our comfort zone, to be sure, but we are both so excited and happy that we both said yes to doing something other than what is typically described as a normal and safe and predictable life. One last thing, naming the new boat. No easy task. After much thought and debate with the family over Thanksgiving dinner, we've named our dream boat Floating Home. Many of our family and friends are curious about the how, what, where, and why we're doing this. That's a big reason that Stephanie and I have decided to start a blog about our adventure. We love sharing the perfect timing with family and friends on the Northern Chesapeake for the last 3 years, and now this blog will help us share some of our floating home adventures. If you're interested, by the way, in following us along as we journey about, you can join us at ourfloatinghome.com, www.ourfloatinghome.com. We have a lot more learning to do about operating this boat and many more things to consider because life is really about to get very different. But we are super excited about figuring it out and doing this crazy big adventure together. Just a fun fact as we wrap up here the first chapter. When Stephanie first proposed doing some big adventure, we of course were thinking of the main reasons doing something like this might not be the safe or prudent thing to do. And the next morning she received one of those inspirational emails containing this quote from Hunter S. Thompson. Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving in a pretty and well-preserved body, but it rather to skid in broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. When Stephanie got that email, she shared it with me and said, you know what? That's God's way of saying, just say yes. Why do my plans matter to you? Well, now that you're caught up and back to the cold morning here on the farm walking blue, when I first felt the inspiration and nudging to just say yes and write this book, my mind and body, it just really was resisting, and I was thinking of all the reasons why it didn't make sense and why I didn't want to do it. In the end, I'm choosing to share my story because I know that I am not special. Again, yes, maybe my ego would like to think I'm a little special, but I'm a pretty regular guy. My inspiration to write this book is not to gloat about the success that I've been blessed with, nor is it my intention to boast about being able to just say yes to living my dream lifestyle. And by the way, I fully appreciate that my dream lifestyle or our dream lifestyle of living on a boat may be a far cry from your dream lifestyle. That's totally cool. The point is that if I can do this and achieve what I have, then you can too. Think about your own dream lifestyle for a moment. What do you want to do every day? Where do you want to live? How do you want to spend your time and with whom? I'm living proof that by just saying yes, you will put yourself on the path to achieve your own dream business and live your dream lifestyle. Will it be easy? No. You will have to put in the effort, however. Simply working hard is not the answer. You have to be alert to all the forks in the road you're traveling and just say yes when opportunity presents itself, no matter how scared you might be. You have to just say yes rather than sticking to the safe, predictable, or prudent thing to do. I share my story as an example to help you uncover for yourself the opportunities to which you should just say yes, no matter how scary they may seem at the time. And while I thought I'd use the theme bigger, bolder, faster at my Dream Business Academy in Orlando, the theme quickly became just say yes. Instead, with the attendees starting to chant the mantra several times during our 3 days together. In fact, at the conclusion of the event, one attendee approached and said, you know, When I arrived to register and I saw the table with Jim's books for sale, and I thought, oh great, another business guru who just wants to sell his stuff. And he said, by lunchtime on day one, I realized that Jim was just a regular guy who was sharing his story of success, and it was one that I could replicate as long as I decided to just say yes. That comment made me realize that it's a powerful message that I wanted to share, and this book is the best way to do that. I'm asking you to suspend your normal belief system about what might be normal or safe or prudent, and open your mind as you read this book to how you can just say yes, and how powerful just saying yes can be, and how it will change your life. First, decide that you do want to create your dream business. Decide that you do want to live your own dream lifestyle. And then, whatever it takes, no matter what it takes to make that dream a reality, you just say yes.